Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed the two games last night, as Bill pointed out to me this morning and last night. One of the games of NFL, Sip, last night was a streaming only ESPN Plus. If we are wrong on that, please let us know, listeners, because we are confused still that Ravens Bucks was on regular ESPN.
Yeah,
and Cardinals Chargers was on ESPN Plus. Unless it was on ABC, we didn't know that. Please let us know if we're wrong on that, Breakers. But it appeared to us.
No, it was streaming only.
It was ESPN Plus only, which is bizarre.
What's going on?
And the other game was on both stations, ABC and ESPN.
Oh, ABC.
Yes.
The big horse. How'd the big horse do?
He had an 81-yard run at one point the game. The Ravens won 41-31 last
night. That's an 81-yard gallop.
And the Cardinals beat the Chargers on a last-second field goal, 17-15, to move to 3-4 on their season.
I'd be shocked right now. The one team I wouldn't want to play would be the Ravens.
They're a nightmare.
They're a nightmare. There's a chance that their quarterbacks could win his third MVP.
Whoa. And remember, they had that horrible 0-2 start where they lost to the Raiders, who are horrible at home.
Three MVPs.
Vegas is 2-5, by the way.
Before age 30, probably.
Has a chance for his third MVP.
Hold on. How old is he? What's his name?
Ron says, we are correct. It was streaming only. Yes. Who has ESPN Plus? Like, I've got Amazon Prime. I don't have ESPN Plus. I would not pay for ESPN Plus. If the Dolphins were on that channel last night, I would have gone to a sports bar. There's no chance in hell I'd be buying that and paying a subscription for ESPN Plus. I don't watch it.
When you go through the Plus games, even for myself in college football, rarely do I go, wow, I think I got to make sure I stream this one. Most of those games are like,
I'm not doing it. I don't care who's playing. I'll find it on the radio if I have to. I'm not going to do that. I'm not playing that game. I'm not doing it.
You're smart.
I'm going back
in
time.
Where would you get it on the radio? I think that'd be a lot. I'd love to see you trying to find
Charlotte versus UTEP.
Charlotte UTEP on
You'd
the radio.
You'd have to go on satellite radio somehow. You could get it. You guys could get it. I'd have to get serious. You guys could get it in, you could get it in your truck for sure.
You have to get Sirius XM or you just need to get serious.
Get Sirius XM. You can. You could do it. That's probably where I'm going.
I love Sirius XM.
I know you do. I do too. I ended it, or Trixie ended it. She got it, but I got whacked. But I'm going to get it back. Anyway, so Henry had a good game, the big man.
The big man had a good game. Lamar Jackson had a great game also.
Lamar Jackson's age 27, and you're saying he could win his third MVP before age 28.
Has a chance.
Good God.
Just remember, Bill Polian said he could not play quarterback in the NFL.
Why are you calling out Bill Polian?
He just said it as an analyst. That was during draft time. He wouldn't take him, make him play running back. I mean, make him play wide receiver. There's a chance to be the MVP for the third time at the position.
Guys miss. Coaches miss.
Lamar Jackson.
Well, 30 teams missed.
If you're curious, right. Lamar Jackson in a road game at a tough Tampa team, 41-31. Lamar Jackson, 17 for 22, 281, and 5 passing touchdowns last night.
Yeah, he's a miss.
He was the season for Lamar Jackson. How about this? He's got 15 touchdowns and 2 picks.
So he's getting better.
Yeah.
He's won 2 MVPs and he's getting better. Derrick Henry helps him, right?
Yes. Derrick Henry last night in the game with the 81-yard run that helped out. He still had 15 carries for 169.
15 carries.
That combo is not fair to the NFL.
What year is he in? I need to know this. Nine?
Like nine, I think.
Eight
it
or
is.
Nine? Confirm That's incredible for a running back at that juncture in his career. Is phenomenal.
He is in year nine.
He's
himself in great shape.
Don't forget, hey, in 2020, he ran for 2,027 yards with the Titans.
So who's better, he or McCaffrey? Who are you taking?
I'm taking the big horse, Derrick Henry.
He's healthy. He's available.
McCaffrey is better in the receiving game than Derrick Henry's.
Well, I mean, what I
say. Pure runner, Derrick Henry.
And he's available.
Available. Yes. What's your best ability?
Availability. I mean, be there. Be on hand.
I'm looking at his
be on hand,
his career. His in his first... five seasons when he ran the ball a ton for Tennessee, he missed two games. Missed one his first year, missed one his fourth year.
What's his total yardage? Where's he at in the big board?
He is at 10,375 yards in nine seasons.
That's still pretty. That's his top 15.
And by the way, he's only played seven games this year already. He's not even halfway through. He already has 873 yards rushing this year. 873 year this nine. Year.
You guys are hilarious.
Well, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. We know that.
You guys are hilarious.
Why?
Because you sent that photo of Ricky Pearsall yesterday, and there's that caption.
What does the caption say?
Ricky Pearsall literally got shot in the chest and still came back before Christian McCaffrey.
It's true. It's true. That's a true fact.
It's true. He got shot in the chest.
He's playing ball.
And he's back on that McCaffrey.
Now, yeah, I don't know. McCaffrey's probably got a legit injury. I don't want to make fun of. I don't want to make fun of McCaffrey that way. That's funny, though. But McCaffrey's often hurt. It's just a fact. He's often hurt. Derrick Henry's not often hurt.
873 yards, seven games into the season for Derrick Henry.
His frame takes so many shots. He does. He gives them also. But I'm just saying, when you're that big, there's area to area. He's taking shots.
He is taking shots,
and he just keeps. I mean, I think he's one of the most incredible players. He's must see.
He's really... Well,
and don't forget, people say, oh, he's slowed down. No, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
He has this year an 87-yard run and an 81-yard run on the season. Two 80-plus-yard runs. He's not slowing down.
Now, it's beautiful when he breaks into the open.
He did a brilliant job when he was marketing himself or the decision by himself and his agent on where to go. Because when he went to Baltimore, when you have a running quarterback... that just changes everything on how you get defended. When the quarterback has no ability to run the football, they're just going to hand it off to him. That's a different ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has created himself on a very good team, more options.
There you go.
Very good.
He's impressed. By the way, we're getting some commentary on ESPN Plus from the text line. This has sparked people to chime in, apparently.
Sparked.
Yes. Jeff says ESPN Plus comes with Hulu Live, apparently.
Oh.
Or someone says ESPN Plus is bundled with Disney also.
Well, I have Hulu Live, so I can watch it. Yeah.
We have. Of course, I had no idea to ask Laura. Laura, do we have ESPN Plus? She goes, yes, I can do that. So,
but you didn't like it.
It's on Hulu.
It's still not a TV channel. But come on.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's still streaming, and that's where everything goes astray for me.
So now we've got Thursday Night Football streamed on Amazon Prime, and apparently some... Monday night game streamed on ESPN Plus. This is a sham. It's a sham.
A sham.
Yep, it's a sham.
Well, Jake brought it up to me that they pay Aikman $18 million a year.
Jeez. Him and Buck, they both get 17 or 18 mil. Million. Both of those
Jeez.
Guys.
Jeez.
But you've got competing broadcasts now several times a season.
Somebody else is doing a broadcast. And here's the other part, too. The game was only about 6 minutes apart. It wasn't like, well, there's an early game and a late game. It wasn't. They're almost simultaneous.
It's interesting.
At one point in time, it was halftime. The other game was at 8 minutes in the third quarter.
I wonder what the thinking is. I mean, the NFL obviously isn't concerned about losing viewership on either one of them. Or I don't know. They handle this stuff so well. I'm just surprised they show two games at once.
I'd be very confused if I were Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Say, hang on a second. We're supposed to have the marquee game here every single Monday. You're paying us massive amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to put now 4 weeks of the season so far, two games on our night?
Imagine
I don't get it. The Manning cast, I believe, talks about both games. I hope they do. I don't watch the Manning
cast. That's weird. That is weird.
Super weird. Can I talk about Hy-Vee?
Please do.
Please.
I was in Hy-Vee.
Idle chit-chat.
I was in Hy-Vee, and Bobby McGuire stopped me. just to say how much he enjoys the show.
And Bobby McGuire.
Bobby McGuire is
the breaker.
A breaker. Yes, his wife is from Pender.
Oh, okay. She's
in her, and her last name is Urbanic, a maiden name. But it was just very, very kind when I was just trying to get, I was getting some Powerades, Powerade Zeros. Went
Powerade Zero.
You can have the sugar ones, Bill. Come on.
Powerade Zero are incredible.
Seriously?
Yes. Gatorade Zero, not incredible. Powerade Zero, incredible. Just so you know.
Okay. I never even considered it.
Yeah, consider it. Consider it.
I just get Gatorade.
Yes. But Bobby, regular that was Gatorade. Nice. He was just nice. He goes, I'm a breaker.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bobby.
Yes. That's very nice.
I think we're on the decline, so it's
right now. Right now, the show's taking a dive.
Taking a tank. Yeah, it's tanking.
Ben, can you figure out something,
Ben,
please?
Just crunch the numbers, Ben.
Help us out, Ben.
Figure out how we can get back rolling.
Hey, what are we doing wrong? Ben, we're back to, we should be back at 500. You didn't count my win. We're not 27 and 28.
He's laughing.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's true. He didn't count my win. So
he's saying he did.
Yeah, no, it's not true, Ben.
This is on Shut Up Sipple.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't count your win.
Yeah. We've always counted in the total.
We have counted that overall.
Yeah, we've counted as an overall. So now Ben's been very erratic and exhausting.
Yesterday was exhausting.
He exhausted us.
Erratic.
Yesterday. Yes.
Erratic behavior yesterday,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, it was. He's more back to Lakeview, Ben.
You couldn't turn him off.
Needed a smoke break after the show yesterday.
I did. It was a lot. Ben had a lot of takes.
Needed a smoke break.
Yeah, and needed a smoke break post show.
But we don't smoke.
No.
I'm going to start.
Ben, you're going to drive us to smoke.
I'm going to start. How hard is it to start? Can I still do that in an older?
100.
Can I start smoking?
Easily.
I need to talk to someone and have them
teach costly.
Me. It's costly.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to cost
like $8 a pack.
Plus.
Plus.
Yeah. You're driving us to smoke, Ben. Come on. Smoking first, then I'll be drinking more.
Yeah.
More.
Come on, Ben, help us out.
I don't have any idle chit chat.
I don't either. Besides
one thing, yeah, Katrinka had some good.
Okay,
Katrinka had some good good tidbit. The person who did the uniforms and painted the helmets for Illinois from Imperial. His name is Armando.
And I was told it took 2 hours per helmet. You said 1 hour. Okay, someone said it was actually 2 hours per helmet.
Could be 2 hours per helmet. Armando Villarreal. I butchered the name. Yeah.
He's from Imperial, Nebraska.
He's from Imperial, Nebraska.
Wow. Before. How cool is that?
Okay, Jake, get this.
Yep.
Villarreal.
Villarreal?
There you go. Yeah. God dang.
It's Villarreal.
It's like having an English major in here with us.
Yeah. From Imperial. Good job. Nebraska based.
And they won the game.
Yeah.
It was worth the time for Illinois for that person because the Illini beat Michigan 21-7.
I wonder with those, do they keep a couple of them? Do they still keep those as a throwback or do they sell them? Because if I was a fan and you had the score written on there, Bielema's signature and the score written on there versus Michigan, they're going to go for a lot of money.
You don't want that in your man cave?
I'd want that in my man cave if I was an Illinois fan.
You like
those homes? I'd like to have it. I'm not even really an Illinois fan. I'd like to have it.
Really?
For that reason.
The spirit of Red Grange lives on.
Red.
I mean, they were tastefully done.
Yes, I liked them. And I told you I was against it.
God, you know Bielema too. Yeah. He's doing a good job.
Katrinka has chimed in on the Facebook chat here.
Oh, wow.
Katrinka?
Yeah, she has.
She was at Planet Fitness last night.
She says, just the helmets. She still butchered the name. Smiley with the crying face. And apparently she said, now I was seeing 2 hours per helmet. She says 6 hours per helmet.
That's impossible, Katrinka.
My quick question is, how did Katrinka become the expert on the helmets at Illinois? How did that happen?
Well, she knows Armando. Yeah. She knows Armando.
No, okay, knows
Patrinka's from Imperial.
Let's talk to Armando. Let's see. Was it 2 hours or 6 hours? Let's get this straight now.
Armando, where are you? Are you a breaker? Call in.
Yes, call in.
Please call in. If a man named Armando calls let him through.
Let him through.
Anyone else know?
From Imperial.
Armando is in.
Patrinka knows a lot of people. And she does know Armando.
She got my name on the board at the horse races, Fonner Park. So that tells
Grand
that
Island.
Told me everything.
The infield board.
I walked in on the infield, and my name was on there, and Patrinka got that done. That told me more than that's way bigger than Armando to me. I'm like, how did she know that?
She got that done.
She made a single phone call.
I love that.
A single phone call and got
and it. Said welcome to Bill Bush and family, right?
And family, yes.
Yeah. By the way, Fonner Park. I may have again going back to my Spanish here, Villarreal. Not Villarreal, Villarreal. Armando Villarreal. That's how you say that.
Let's get him online.
If he wants to call in, call in Armando.
Yeah,
if Armando's
out there, get him.
We'll take your call. Tell us how long it takes to make a helmet.
Petrinka wanted to call in. Petrinka, you don't need to call in.
And I got your comment.
We're good. We love you, Petrinka. But that focus on Fauner Park.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew.
Call, she does too, by the way.
Call or text David at 402-833-3858. Go to renewyourauto.com and do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray, and bed liners, and more at renewyourauto.com. Yesterday, Sip, you were at the press conference. Matt Rhule spoke to media following the 56-7 drubbing at Indiana in Bloomington.
I'm listening.
And there are several things that he addressed that were, you know, concerning about for Nebraska.
Yeah, he did address them, though. I'd go right to the he was asked, you watched the film, what were your main and they did. They watched the film as a team. Bill probably did that with his guys and head coaches over the years. They watched the film as a team. It's probably not pleasant. Especially if you give a damn about your team. But he laid bare their problems on defense.
Yeah. We struggled at the corner position, you know? So, you know, they isolated some one-on-one throws and one all, you know, those are 50-50 balls, you know, so you should come down, you should win 50% of the time. And, they won most of them. So then we were kind of maybe a little bit more off, and they took a lot of free access. But really, the game came down, Sip, to me, to the run game. You know, we were not able to stop the run, and really, in some cases, in some, like as I said the other day, like some inexplicable, like we're blitzing into the run, and there's an unblocked defender, and we just didn't tackle, didn't play well. But, you know, in the second half, you know, I mean, go back for that game now. It's 14-7 with 4 minutes left in the first half. And we call that the middle eight. You know, the last four, the first four. You know, we've been historically very good in that area, and you know, we weren't good. And you know, you as a head coach, I think you always have to start with like, what do I regret? What do I not regret? You know, coming out in the second half, it's 28-7. We drive the ball down there. It's fourth and eight, fourth and nine. You know, probably should have kicked a field goal there. You know, the analytics say no. The analytics say go for it. And there's a big part of me that like. Wants to show the guys that you're always playing to win, and it felt like a lot of times in that game we were playing not to lose. And I think defensively, the minute you lose that edge of I'm playing to win, where you're trying not to lose, a really good defense becomes very average very quickly. And so, but I put them in harm's way in the second half by, you know, going for them fourth down, trying to get back in the game. You know, at the same time, I probably shouldn't have done it. I don't know that I regret it, if that makes sense. Like I kept saying to GIF on the sidelines, hey, I can't wave the white flag. I can't not try to get back in this game. But to answer your question, so I think that's what made the score so bad. But you know, we from the very beginning, we were not tackling at the level we're capable of. We were not that first fourth and third and one. You know, if an unblocked defender there doesn't make the play, so we just was bad all around.
Didn't tackle the cornerbacks. So he started off by talking about the corners. What did he say? We struggled with the corner position. The corners. Now, this is damning. This is according to Pro Football Focus.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Hill, Tommy, Marquise Buford, and Sia Wright combined to give up 12 catches on 13 targets. For 12 catches on 13 targets for 170 yards and three touchdowns. Each of them gave up one. So rough. Those are good corners. And they had a rough day. So he started off with the corners. Now, I don't know what that means, Bill, when he says we, I know what it means, but I don't know why it happens and the impact, but blitzing into run situations and coming up empty.
But what he's saying was they had a numbers advantage, or the schematic was advantage defense. And it didn't pan out. That's just that simple.
Right, because they didn't tackle.
Just didn't tackle.
They had or a linebacker. I know one linebacker kept getting caught up kind of in the wash.
He said they had the right, basically saying, hey, we had a correct call. You know, the final part of it was not accurate.
God dang it. See, this is where no football hurts you, because I hear that as why we blitzing into run plays. So a schematic issue, but it's not.
No, what he's saying is we had a call that was dealt to be successful. There's sometimes you have a call and you're just like going, okay, if they run this is going to be difficult, and they run this, it's like that the odds are not with us in this situation. What he's saying is most of the time that the odds should have been with him in this situation.
I need to start calling you before I write my column.
I thought we already knew that. That's already a known thing.
It's not official. Maybe I just need to make it official.
Do you have some keynotes this week that I can help with?
Yes, I do.
Good.
I'm on the wrap up tonight. I should call you before I go on.
Your big red wrap up?
Yeah, big red.
You made it twice in 1 year. He's made it, Bill. He's made it.
That is, I've never even been remotely talked to about being on there twice. It's not even been mentioned.
You got the comments about. So he was asked about Jamari Butler's comments about how there's a guys hang their head a little bit when things go bad. You got those?
Yes. Is there a confidence issue, Matt Rhule, from yesterday's press conference on that?
No, but I do think, if I'm going to be completely honest, my battle since I've been here has been the here we go again, which is predates us. It's like, you know, oh, here we go again. Whether it's just the constant narratives of tough losses or, you know, we were having some success early. The local narrative is always very much like, here's what they're not good at, right? So our kids are reading what they're not good at. And that's life. I'm not complaining about that. It's just, you want to come play in Nebraska? Like, you deal with it. So when things go wrong, we naturally, in that game, to me, kind of, in some ways, it looked like sunk back into, like, here we go again. And I'm not saying that I saw that. Okay, I didn't feel that during the game. I was competing to the end. But that's, you know, as I talked to people, that's kind of what they, you know, they said. I think it always comes down to just football. Like if you're supposed to be in the B gap, then be in the B gap. Like, don't go to the A gap. Like, touchdown hits because you're in the wrong gap. So whether that's confidence or whatever. But it's the first time we've been down, right? We've been up in every football game for pretty much most of the game, right? And then all of a sudden now we're down for once. So this is a great opportunity for our guys. It's like a gut check to say, like, hey, if every time we're down, we're going to talk about our confidence, then, like, man – We better start handing out participation trophies. Like, this is a game for men to go out and battle and fight. And you find out a lot about yourself when you get knocked down. We were knocked down in the second half. We were knocked down in that game. You come back. You don't point fingers. Like, I didn't think the guys threw their helmets or acted foolish. You took the loss. As bad as that loss felt, it's the same as losing 7-6. You're 5-2. Find the things you're good at. Build off them. Work on the things you're not good at. Come back the next week and go compete. So, all those other things like confidence and all that, I mean, I think those are, I was very direct with the team. Like, we're not going to make a bunch of excuses. Like, we just didn't play well enough. Go play better. Go coach better.
God, that's how I would like to live. I don't get all the, and now I get it. It's like the confidence and hanging your head and all the feelings that are involved in this. I get that it's very real. It wears me out. I like what he said about if it's the B gap and that's your assignment, just get in the B gap and do your assignment. That's the way I'd like to live my life. I don't just show up and do what you're supposed to do and take the feelings out of it. Why do we always have to go to this thing about, well, the guys are hanging their heads and they're not overly confident when things hit them in the face. Like, God. Dang.
It really feels sick.
I mean, do we got to do this all the time? You know, the feelings. Good God. It wears me out. Just show up and do your job, okay? Just show up and do it. Can it be that way? No, it can't. I don't think.
No, you're spot on.
Am I?
Yeah, you're spot on. As a coach, if you are trying to just always manage emotions and scheme and rotation and emotions and scheme and whatever else, and all of a sudden it's like, hang on, you know, somebody's not feeling very, they don't feel very good today. I got to see if I can get them going, that. So if you have to wind people up or if you have to whatever to try to adjust that, it's very difficult. But it is.
But there are.
Like the one thing that is true, you can see just across the board where you see teams people always ask, why can we not be the exact same for 12 games? No one is.
That's the thing, Bill.
So Georgia, all of a sudden, because they had enough players, said, watch this. When they said watch this against Kentucky, it was 13-12. I mean, that's what happened. When they said watch this against Alabama, they didn't win the game. So point being is they could have a couple losses right now. But they had enough players to when it was time to get them going, they got going. But my point is there's up and down there.
Right.
There is extreme. It happens. Just go across the board on every team.
There's a need for team psychologists. Yeah. That's why those people are employed. Yeah. Right.
And then obviously the part of it is like that, the more, and there'll always be, you know, pushback. Well, our team wasn't like that very hardly at all, or you have some moments. And I always say, if you want a incredibly competitive team, incredibly steady team, tough, all those things, recruit it. That everything goes back to that. Yep. Because when you have incredibly competitive players, then that you don't have there, they're excited to play every snap. Yep. And so I'm not saying that we didn't.
But not everybody's perfect.
I'm not saying Nebraska. That's across the board. I'm not pointing at Nebraska for one game that they don't have that. I'm saying it's everywhere. And the teams that have the most of them, they're the ones that do really well.
That's right.
And when you have that, because it just carries over. Because guess what? They really love to practice because they love to play the game. They hold a high standard for everyone on the field, and that's just the way it works. And then that's why you see teams. I mean, there's no way Florida State's a 1-6 team. There's no way that's talent wise. There's no chance.
They have some kind of.
There's just a lot of things going on. And so sometimes those teams can creep.
They're not just showing up and playing.
Yeah, no. And then locker rooms can get divided and all those things. Nice thing Nebraska is that they're 5-2. It's
like I know.
Like, they're 5-2. Not a lot of things going on. And it's not, like I said, in general, when things go bad, it just doesn't go quite that bad. That's kind of what.
Yeah, you kind of have to remind yourself that they're 5-2 after a loss like this. They're 5-2. They're 2-2 in the Big Ten. There's a lot still out there. Go ahead, Jake. You're looking at me.
I'm just saying, I mean, even Bo Pelini, we all know, is a hot topic in Nebraska. He had bad losses a lot here in Nebraska, but he went 9 or 10 wins every single season. Mm-hmm. He bounced back every time. I'm not saying they bounce back and beat Ohio State, but if Matt Rhule is a great coach, they will bounce back quickly and not let this just end their season and go on a tailspin the next 5 games.
It shouldn't happen. It's a veteran team. Seven seniors, 4 juniors start on defense. It's not a youthful defense.
But at the same time, we asked the question again in psychology wise. He says it's no different than a 7-6 loss. This loss, 56-7. It is a loss. Loss is a loss. But a game like this can beat you several times.
Now, me and Jake used to butt heads on this topic hard. Then I came around to Jake's side a little bit. Now, Rhule touched on this topic that we used to butt our heads about during the Pelini era. I would always say, what's it matter if you lose 56-7 or 7-6? It's still in the loss. I mean, and Jake kind of convinced me, not all losses are the same. Now, Rhule yesterday
tried to go on your side.
Was on my original
back to your
side.
Original take
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
They do count the same, but in the end, because yeah, that's you build on the positive of where we are in the standings. But no, losses are different. Wins are different. Play different games, different teams. They're different.
They affect you differently?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If that was a 21-20, a 21-20 loss, or whatever the score was, both a classic game, mm-hmm. a classic fall game, you don't fly home where you're just disheveled. You don't. You're like, okay, that you got to learn from this or that. But
I got that from Pelini.
You come back from, and it is, because you have to be able to, that's part of your talk with your team is, hey, it's one loss. We're still 2-2 in the league.
So way of coping?
Coping. It's different. There's just no chance. I think it's a little different. We all know it's way different in the NBA. If you lose it, game three of a best-of-seven series by 40, no one even cares. You just walk off the court, right. And you kind of get going.
I always use that example. That's why I always use the example.
But in football, it is. There is
there so few games?
There's different losses. You can't tell me that the Alabama loss, that Vanderbilt loss isn't different. Mm-hmm. That's a different loss. It kind of goes by who you're playing, what was going on, all those things happening with that. I think part of it is, too, because of the nature of how well Indiana's playing, but everyone has something in their back of their head. What is in the back of their head when they talk about Indiana? They were 1-8 last year in the league.
Right.
And they got fired. That's still in the back of their head. But the teams aren't the same, but it's still in the – that's why was Alabama losing to Vandy so big? Because it was Vandy. That was the reason it was such a big issue. But, no, there's some that you can feel a little bit that they definitely feel different. And wins are definitely different. Okay. When you come for a certain place to win like that, I mean, you can't say, it's just one win. Talk to Ohio State and Michigan last 3 years.
That's right.
Yeah, like that. Though that's just a win. That's just one win. That's one loss. Oh. Nope. That one win and one loss is a game changer for your program.
Get to the sound of the run game, the issue in the run game. In the run game.
I have it. I'm trying to find it real quick. There we go.
Okay. Issues in the run game. The question was, considering how you want to operate in your offense overall, what are the problem? I mean, what is the problem when you can't run the ball? How do you work around that?
I think you stay very focused on like what it is, right? Like I think it all comes together. Like what people do against, like when people just line up and play us straight up, we run the ball pretty well. You might not, maybe people, I believe that. When people pressure us, they blitz us, we struggle. Like we just out and out struggle. And so how do you relieve that? You relieve that with RPOs and kicking the ball out on the screen. But when we do that, even we have numbers, we're not getting what we want. And so it's a challenge. And it's just one that I think you have to, you know, what do you do? Put in a whole bunch of new runs? You know, no, you just, to me, you go back and say, what can we do? What can we do better? And then the shame of that game is, you know, you get down there, you run the power. I mean, if you see the block by Liebentritt on that power, I mean, he absolutely rocks their white linebacker. You know, the ball gets up inside. We get the first down. You know, it's 7-0. Maybe we make it 7-7. We feel better about the run game. We fumble the ball. Then it's 28-7, and you're kind of like, all right, we're kind of out of the run here, guys. We're going to have to drop back and throw it. And I don't know that we're going to be necessarily real, real successful for a full game just dropping back and throwing it 50 times. Though, when you watch the drop back game, we do a decent job in that game of dropping back and finding people open. So, yeah, that is what makes this difficult, right? You have to try to run the ball to get some consistency. You're not running it, but I think it's going back and saying, what exactly are they doing? They're pressuring us, they're blitzing us, and our effectiveness throwing RPOs and run alerts and blitz relief has not been great. So, trying to build off that somehow, some way.
If you're self scouting Nebraska, if you're in Nebraska self scouting yourself, or if you're a defensive coordinator like you, you blitz them and you man them.
Yeah, there's
some in your man.
Yeah, there's truth to that.
Yeah, you man them up. If you in basketball, you played basketball for your dad. If you played a team that wasn't overly athletic, and you have a pretty athletic team, you man them.
Yeah,
just engulf them because they can't do anything. Yeah. Don't play zone against a team that's not very athletic. Right. Don't zone up a team that's receivers aren't super fast, yeah. That don't get out of breaks all that well, that don't. They can't run by you, right? Man them.
You're correct. Football.
He's a coach.
Bill.
I'm learning. Look, he's learning.
Ben, I'm learning. Thumbs up.
Ben's a coach too over here.
Good simple.
I'm learning from Bill.
No, it is accurate. You don't, like I said, you don't want to give, if you feel your matchup is better, you don't want to give them free access throws where they can find spot routes in the zone and different things they can adjust to. And the pressures, but the thing now is, like it is with everything, is whatever is on film is what you're going to see. There'll be some places where Iowa might do it more, but there's, like I said, if you're playing a team like Iowa, they do what they do.
What is that?
You know, it's a, they're a zone team.
They're a zone team.
They play some, man. They do. But they're a quarter, half team. They're a zone team. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to have this. And that's why sometimes, like in the Michigan State game, they get exploited. Because they all of a sudden, it's like they have a, if you're good enough, you have a chance to be able to. And Michigan State, if I'm correct, I think they had a bye week before they played
Iowa. That's correct. They did.
And so they had 2 weeks to work on
Iowa. Work on Phil Parker's defense.
Work on it. And it's like, hey, we have some answers here. So there's always, so what you're going to see it now more. Everything's on film now. Mm-hmm. And so it just like, I believe there was one time that you can go several games sometimes and no one comes after your punt because you snap punt, everything's good. Since there's been issues, every week you're going to see a pressure.
Yep.
Indiana at came after.
How often do they come after?
I just noticed one because it was a, Jake pointed out to me, it was a low snap.
Was it low snap?
Yeah, it was a low snap on it. So, and there was someone available. It appeared as if he had a decent chance. At the ball.
Absolutely. I'm glad he didn't get him.
But my point is, you're going to see it. People are going to look at it right away. And if you have no issues like that, then you don't see it. It goes away.
We will get to more of Matt Rhule in the second hour. Before we get to break, though, Sip, you appear to be famished right now. I'm concerned.
So it's malnourished.
Are you starving? We have a cure for this, you know.
What is it?
Early Bird.
How far away is it?
Not very far.
How's the parking?
It's incredibly free, and it's incredibly large. Lots of spots.
Incredibly large.
It's spacious.
Are you saying that the parking... The slots are larger than normal.
They might be, is that what you're saying? They could be a little bit bigger.
When you go to pull in,
the big rig can fit in just fine over there.
Your big rig did fit fine, although you had problems getting out.
I park on lines a lot.
Do you?
I get out and I'm like, my wife's like, you know we're on the line, don't you? Sometimes I go, they'll figure it out.
No, don't do that.
I don't. Most of the time I get back in and then I rearrange.
Yeah, how does a breakfast burrito sound to you?
How's that sound?
Pretty good.
How about chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered!
How about blueberry pancakes?
Oh, big blueberries.
Cinnamon roll pancakes. And of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
That was good.
That was really good.
Better than yesterday.
We need some. And we should give Jamie a couple, some free advertising from Jake yesterday. And then they have those potato things, hash holes.
I was depressed. Yeah. Hey, we came back strong today, okay? 19th and K, free parking. Also locations in Omaha and Iowa.
Free parking.
Please check it out. Please check it out. And as Bill said, get a Busch Light and scramble eggs if you want to.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
It doesn't sound bad right now.
A lot of pepper.
Yeah.
Look it up. When we come back, Aaron Rodgers says the media is to blame for the Jets' struggles. We'll play the clip next on Early Break on the Ticket.